The U.S. Supreme Court sharply narrowed the scope of a key environmental statute today. The ruling makes it easier to win approval for highways, bridges, pipelines, wind farms, and other infrastructure projects. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has this report.
The National Environmental Policy Act, known as NEPA, is considered the nation's premier law on the environment because it sets up a regulatory regime under which the federal government seeks information from a wide array of agencies about what the impact of a proposed infrastructure project would be before it's built. In today's case, the issue was the proposed building of an 88-mile stretch of railroad that would connect Utah's oil-rich Uinta Basin to the National Freight Rail Network. Once built, the new rail lines would facilitate the transportation of crude oil to refineries in Texas and Louisiana along the Gulf Coast. In carrying out the review, the U.S. Surface Transportation Board sought input from other agencies, prepared a 3,600-page report, and approved the railroad project after concluding that its transportation and economic benefits outweighed the negative impact on the environment. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. subsequently ruled that the board had violated NEPA by failing to consider the environmental effects from oil drilling and production, referred to as upstream, and oil refining and distribution, known as downstream. Today, however, the Supreme Court reversed that ruling and in so doing dramatically limited the 1970 law. The vote was unanimous, though the court's three liberals would not have gone as far. The court's conservatives, however, took a major whack at the NEPA statute. Harvard Law professor Richard Lazarus is one of the nation's leading experts on the law.
They did a major cutback on it. They said categorically nothing upstream and downstream. Right or wrong, that's not been NEPA law for 50 years.
Writing for the court majority, Justice Brett Kavanaugh said that the courts should defer to agency determinations about where to draw the line when considering environmental effects as long as agency choices, quote, fall within a broad zone of reasonableness. Unlike other environmental laws, he said, NEPA is a purely procedural statute meant to be a cross-check, not a roadblock. Kavanaugh framed his opinion as a judicial correction to NEPA, pointing to what he called delay after delay on multiple projects that sometimes has, quote, bordered on the Kafkaesque. The goal of the law, he said, is to inform projects, not hamstring them. But Professor Lazarus says the Kavanaugh opinion reads less like a judicial correction and more like a legislative policy initiative.
He goes on this tirade where he talks about how awful NEPA has been and how it stopped all these things, how it's cost jobs, and there's no citation. He's made it up. It's complete policy argument.
At the same time, though, Lazarus concedes there's been consistent pushback against NEPA over the years, both at the court and in Congress. He notes, for instance, that Congress in 2023, during the Biden administration, took steps to limit some of the NEPA review. Indeed, he says, some environmental groups have also endorsed speeding up the process.
Some of the national groups who want those transmission grids built and those windmills up and those solar panel huge facilities built. So NEPA has created that tension.
But many environmental groups were dismayed by today's decision. Earth Justice called the decision an invitation to the Trump administration to, quote, ignore environmental concerns as it tries to promote fossil fuels, kill off renewable energy, and destroy sensible pollution requirements. Conversely, a large array of mining, oil, lumber, real estate, and other interests were thrilled by the court's decision today. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.